Hey everyone, welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Trier, and today is episode number 254. And you can find that by going to mountainwomanradio.com/podcast-254. So today we're going to talk about the power of our minds. And I think this is really important right now. Our minds are extremely powerful. I knew that just from raising my son and watching what he was able to overcome through the power of his brain and his thinking. And then I got to really see that firsthand in my healing journey in 2016. For those of you that are new joining the show, I had life-saving surgery in 2016 from breast implant illness. I was flat on my back for a year. I had extreme chronic pain, inflammation, brain fog, extreme brain fog. And I was on the healing side of things. And I was having a problem of progressing forward. I was still having struggles with things that I shouldn't have been having struggles with. And it really made me feel like my body was stuck in fight and flight. So I educated myself on neuroplasticity and took the time to really regroup on being able to change my thinking, change my brain, change the pathway that I was on. And it was pretty eye-opening because I started a routine, and 2 days into it, I jumped out of bed. Now, for the majority of you, that's like, yeah, we do that every day. Well, I couldn't. I slithered out of bed. I could not get out of bed. My body was in so much pain, and it was a real eye-opener for both myself and my mountain man when I just jumped out of bed. My feet hit the floor and my mouth went open. I was like, wow, I hadn't been able to do that for like 4 years. And it was quite amazing to see how quickly our bodies can shift. Now, in brain retraining, it is a 6-month process because you want to keep doing things to keep yourself on a new pathway and to create that new pathway and make it stable. So it's a 6-month process to fully retrain your brain and to keep it there. I'm sharing this with you because we have great power over our brains, and we have great power over our thinking. And I'll give you some examples. Okay, for me, example, I struggled for about 2 weeks when I was flat on my back. I didn't want to be there. I had other things I wanted to do. I was a type A. I was a go, go, go. I like to work out. I like to exercise. And there I was, stuck flat on my back. And I really struggled with that. However, I really heard in my spirit God saying to me, I have you right where I need you to be, and I'm going to use you out of that place. And he did. That was one of the greatest moments in my life, was my healing journey. And that the time before my surgery, the year following my surgery, got really deep with God, because I settled in the place that I was. I accepted it, and I focused on where I wanted to be. Now, I'm working with some clients in my faith-led healing practice that are stuck on focusing on where they're at. They're in the woe is me, my body's not changing fast enough, I don't like being here, this really sucks, and you know what? They're not progressing, not even a little. I can also share another story with you. Mountain Boy has been doing eye therapy. He was having problems with his eyes crossing. He did not crawl as an infant in a regular interval or in a timely fashion. And things were delayed. And when we crawl, that actually is what builds our eyes and our eye muscles, and the way our eyes work is through our crawling. Didn't know that. But he was having problems with his eyes crossing and his muscles not being strong enough in his eyes, and had very thick lenses, maxed them out, and went to the eye doctor, who was a new eye doctor, And he recommended his friend who is an eye specialist. And what he specializes in is eye therapy, training the eyes, but it's through the brain. And it's neuroplasticity. Austin started, well, his year anniversary was like 2 weeks ago, so a year ago. And at his 4 month checkup, he had already accelerated so far ahead. And right now at the year mark, he is doing so good that they only need to see him a couple more weeks because he advanced so well. Why did he do that? Because in his mind, he wants to fix his eyes. Now, here's the crazy part with this one, is that it was only supposed to fix this part of his eyes, not the prescription itself. It was only going to fix the muscles and his peripheral. Well, his actual prescription for his eyes improved as well, which is something that the doctor said he was told was impossible. So again, one of the Mountain Boys' favorite Bible verses is Matthew, with God all things are possible. So you know, things are only impossible for man, but through, with God and with our minds, I believe that a lot more is possible than we give ourselves credit for. So the Mountain Boy is excelling, I am excelling, and I want to share this with you today because the power of our mind, how we think, where we spend our time thinking, and where we direct our attention to can play a huge role in our happiness, in our levels of depression, and ultimately how we progress in life. You know, if we're in a dead-end job, we don't like it, and you know, every day we go there and we're woe is me and it's terrible, but you don't make any effort to leave there or find something else, you know, it's gonna remain that dead-end job for the rest of your life, and you're gonna remain in that headspace for the rest of your life. We've gotta be willing to push ourselves and push our minds and believe that the impossible is possible, and it is possible with Christ. Many of the things also that we deem impossible are not really impossible, it's just that fear is holding us back, and our minds are stuck in that place of fear, keeping us from progressing to the amazing things that God has in store for us. And right now, with the way things are in our world, it's really easy to get caught in that negative spiral. You know, you watch the news, you watch what's going on in your community, you watch what's going on around you when you're shopping and you know, social media, and you get stuck in this, the world is just falling apart, it's terrible, and granted, it does look like it's falling apart, but there's still good in this world, there's still good people, there's still good things happening, and we also have the ability to make good things happen in our homes, in our surroundings, in our communities, and even grander than that. You know, it's all dependent on us, how we think, how we believe. You know, I believed I could conquer the world. I believed that I was going to climb mountains. I am. You know, if I didn't have that mindset, I wouldn't be as far as I am. If I didn't have that mindset, I wouldn't have progressed. I would have stayed on the couch and I would have had all my muscles in atrophy and I would have struggled. And granted, many were, but I had to rebuild. I had to re-strengthen. I had to put a little effort forth. I had to work. I had to work at it. I had to fight this a lot. The enemy tried to get in there and tell me that I was worthless and that I was no good and that I didn't have anything to offer and that I wasn't gonna improve and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I finally hit a point during that journey where I totally shut him off and I reprogrammed him too, because the beautiful thing is, you know, I'm sure it happens to many of you too. We get stuck in the circles in our brain of listening to his negativity, listening to him repeating the things we heard as a child. You're not worth anything. You're never gonna amount to anything. You know, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're fat, whatever it was that you heard. And you replay those things and you question those things. and I'd do dishes and it was mundane, and I'd replay stuff and I'd replay my past and I'd replay the deep struggles that I had growing up. And, you know, one day I just got so tired of listening to it. I was like, you know what? Get out of my head. You don't belong there. And I started listening to positive things. And I started listening to podcasts and YouTubes and whatever I could. Music. Music's a real game changer for me. And it is for many people. But I started doing that. And every time I would start hearing those voices and hearing those things and realize I was replaying again, I'd like put my hand up, do an instant stop, spin myself around, and change things and do things different. And I kept doing that, and I kept doing that, and I kept doing that. And you know what? It was an amazing thing. One day I realized, you know what? I'm not replaying all that stuff anymore. My subconscious kicked in, and it was doing what I was doing. And it was getting rid of all of that negative chatter. And it was just amazing to realize. And we've got to realize two things. We have that kind of power over our brain. We also have that kind of power over the enemy. You tell him to go pound sand. He doesn't belong on our shoulder. He doesn't belong in our ears. But we need to take back our thinking. We need to own our thinking. We need to also realize that what we are thinking is directing our path. If you don't want to be on the path you're on, or you don't want to be in the negative space you're on, then change it. Change it. You know, visualization is a powerful, powerful tool. When we were kids, we had these mighty imaginations. I don't know about you guys, but I sure did. And you know what? As an adult, I lost it, because we become these, we adult, and we don't think that we can have fun while we're adulting. Well, excuse me. I am 54 years old, and I'm going to have just as much fun as I did as a kid, and I'm going to still adult. And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to achieve the things I want to achieve. I actually make a vision board every year. Actually, I made one 3 years ago, and this year I changed it. And I'm going to probably start making them every year, because what I realized this year when I made my vision board, my new vision board, was that much of the things that was on my previous vision board had already been attained. It's a beautiful thing. When you have those things in front of your face and you know where you're heading and you know what you want to do and you know you want to climb the mountains but you're not strong enough, and you see that mountain in front of you every day, it gives you something to work towards. It gives you something to keep your eyes on. And even though you don't realize it, like when I open up some of my apps, my vision board is the first thing I see, because I can design, you know, customize it. So my vision board is on my laptop when I open it up every morning. My vision board's in my apps, and I see it all the time. Even though I may not even be paying attention to it anymore, I see it. It's there. It's computing up here. And you know, you want to have a homestead and you're unable to step into that right now, or you want to go off grid and you can't do it right now, create a dream board with all the off grid things you envision. And all the things you envision on your homestead, and keep it in front of you and keep focused on that and keep working towards that. Let that be your goal. That's how you achieve the most wonderful things in this world, is by having the right attitude and by keeping your eyes on the prize. Right now, it's really easy to be stuck in that negative space and being concerned about where the world's going. And again, you've heard me say this, if I can't control it, I don't waste any time thinking about it. I focus on the things I can control, and I focus on what I want to do, and I focus on where I want to go. So I think this was an important message for people today. I think people need to hear this. I think people need to realize that if you're in a depressed and anxious and sad spot, you do not need to be there. You need to get up. You need to get moving a little bit and Get out and go for a walk. Get out in fresh air. Get out in the sunshine. Spend time with people you enjoy. If you're hermiting in because you're that depressed and anxious, find something positive to listen to. Work your way up to getting back out with people. You need to be around people. You need to refocus your brain. You need to think positively. You need to think in happy ways. And trust me, I know what it's like to feel negative. I know what it's like to feel depressed. I know what it's like to feel all those things, but I don't ever personally want to stay in those places, and I don't think you do either. So if you're in that place, grab your bootstraps and let's go. I'm here with you, I'm gonna join you, and I'm gonna keep you motivated. And if you can't do it on your own and you can't reach your bootstraps, I've been there, but you know what? I've got tremendous prayer warriors that I call on to help me when I'm in those days. And you know what? If you don't have them, email me, podcast@mountainwomanradio.com. I will join you in prayer and I will support you. Trust me, there's great power in prayer, and we can overcome, and we can think differently, and we can move on. It just takes effort, and you gotta take a step. So take that step today and go for a walk. Take that step today and listen to something positive. There's some great radio stations out there. If you don't have one to listen to, you can listen to myfaithledhealing.com/playlist. It's my Spotify playlist. It's encouraging, it's inspiring. And again, it's faithledhealing.com/playlist. That's my message for you today. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have an awesome rest of your day and get up and do something and change your thinking. Love you guys. God bless.